Paragraph Pei. V'ze b'chines ma shemavur le'el binyan milas halicha al kivrei tzadikim hagdolim. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect what we were speaking about now to the issue of visiting the graves of great tzadikim. Ki atzadik omad b'melchomo b'chayov v'shiber kol hayitzrin roin ad shezocho al yidei maisov l'galois malchus yizbor b'olam. Tzadik is the one who kept up this battle against the Eitz Hara his whole life and was successful to the point where he was zeicha through his actions to reveal Hashem's kingdom and to broadcast the kingdom of Hashem, to publicize Hashem's kingdom. So that not only was he able to fix things on this world, but he was able to cause an aliyah to the Beis Eloh. Va'oz zoicha b'yoimis talkusoi l'stalik li'elo li'elo l'mokam sh'nistalik. And such a tzaddik is zoicha on the day of his passing to rise way, way up. V'shom ein maisa v'uvdo l'galois malchusoi ayidei zeh. However, in the new world that the tzaddik is found in the Olam Ha'emes, there's no activity that can publicize the malchus of Hashem. Rak mis'aneg al Hashem. It's just that the tzaddik enjoys being in close proximity to Hashem. Ashrei loy, fortunate is a tzaddik that zoicha to that. There's a pasuk b'meisim chofshi, that when a person passes away, they're free of doing mitzvahs. They're no longer obligated to do mitzvahs. They no longer have yetzahara. They no longer have bechira in the same manner at all. So therefore, they're not able to publicize the malchus of Hashem in the same manner that a human being can do in this physical world. Avol kvar mavur b'simen zayin. However, Rabbeinu Zal explained in chapter 7 in the second half of Likut Imran, she'ikar shleimus hatzadiku shafilu kishu lamalo malo she'yia lamato gam kin kanal. That the main hatzlacha of a tzaddik is that even when he's up in heaven, even after he passes away, he should be able to be active down here in this physical world also. Ki cheftsoi utshukosoi tomid legalois malchusoi bi'olam. Because the tzaddik always wants to publicize the malchus of Hashem. He's not satisfied just enjoying being in the presence of Hashem in Olam Haba. Shezer Ritzoin Haboiris Borach. That's the main desire of Hashem. Shebishvil Zeh Borach Oil Kanal. That's actually why Hashem created everything. Avol Legalois Malchusoi Yefsher Kim Al Yidei Uvdois Umaisim Toivim Shebizeh Oilam. However, we know that it's impossible to really publicize the Malchus of Hashem to be Mamlech Hashem other than through activity in this physical world. V'shom b'mkoyim atzadik ein ma'isuvda in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, where the tzaddik's neshama is after he passes away, there is no such activity. There's activity. The tzaddik could be learning Torah in Gan Eden, but it's without bechira, so that it's not mamlech Hashem in the same way as a person who's living in the physical world. Al kein kol shiashuv kishebo odom hashofol mizeh ha'olam afiluim hu garua ma'oid. And it's for this reason that the main pleasure of the tzaddik is when a person, a low person from this physical world, even if it's the lowest person, comes and he is mispalil by the kever of the tzaddik, and he asks Hashem that Hashem should help him do tshuva, and that the person should get to his tikkun, Sha'azai takef al yidei ha'hisoyrus hazeh hu oise ma she'oise umalehu. And when the person shows this hisoyrus, that number one, he's mispalt Hashem. Number two, he asks the tzaddik himself, who's buried there, that the tzaddik should assist him, should help him get to his tikkun through his tefillos, through the tzaddik's efforts on his behalf. So then, by the fact that the person showed that hisoyrus, by the fact that the person showed that initiative, the tzaddik is able to do what he needs to do, umaleyu, and he elevates that person. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, mi imzois oila, which we said before refers to the Beis Satato and the Beis Seilo, shehu ma'aleyu afal pi sheloi berer hamidois, adarabe kilkolam. The tzaddik is able to elevate the person, even though that person was not mesaken all of his midos the way he was supposed to, on the contrary, he messed up in all of his midos, still, the fact that the person comes to the tzaddik and he asks the tzaddik for help, that puts the tzaddik in a position to help him, and this is one of the greatest pleasures of the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik in Gan Eden has no bechira. He can't publicize, he can't be mamlech Hashem the same way he could on earth. But when a human being comes to the tzaddik's grave and asks the tzaddik for help, and the tzaddik gets involved, in that manner the tzaddik is sharing in whatever avoida that person does, and in that manner it's as if the tzaddik were physically living in this world. Ki atzadik yesh loy koyach lozeh lesaken hakoil al yidei oitzim yegiyosoy umesiras nafshoy bozeh hoilom biyisurim v'sigufim koshim b'shvil Hashem Yisborach u'b'shvil Yisrael. The tzaddik has the ability to do this, to be mesaken everybody, to be mesaken everything, by through the incredible effort and mesiras nefesh that the tzaddik put in while he was physically living in this world. And he went through suffering and pain and all kinds of struggles, difficult struggles, for the sake of Hashem and for the sake of Am Yisrael. Ad she'osa tshuva b'shvil kol Yisrael l'doyrois, to the point where the great, great tzaddikim are zeche to do tshuva for Klal Yisrael, not only for their own generation, but even for generations to come. Ukemo shematzinu, as we find, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei, she'omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochoi, as I once said, Yecholani liftor kol hoilam, I have the ability to free the entire world, all of Klal Yisrael, from any pain, from any suffering, from any gehenim, from any punishment for sin. Ve'ilmole, and he said not just for this generation, but for other generations. And then he added, Ve'ilmole Yoisam ben Uziyahu imi, and if I take the tzaddik Yoisam ben Uziyahu with me, Yecholani liftor gam lahabo ad asoif. Together we have the ability to be mesake not just this generation, but all the generations to come, until the end. Rak hoikar sheyeh lehodom shebezeh hoilam eize isarusa de lesato mi'at al kol ponim. However, it's very important that the person who's living in this physical world show some minimal initiative, some isarusa de lesato. Ki belo isarusa de lesato klal yefsher, because it's impossible for the tzaddik or for the tzaddikim to be able to be mesaken a person or people without those people showing some isarusa de lesato. Ki kol hashvira hoiso rak al yidei zeh, because the whole shvira sakelim that took place when Hashem first created the world was all because of this, shelo yehoya shum isarusa del sato, because of the fact that there was no isarusa del sato at that time. So the isarusa del sato is a critical piece of making this happen. It's just that when you're dealing with these incredible great tzaddikim, what's required of the person is minimal. The person has to show some minimal isarusa de lesato, and the tzaddik is able to take that and run with it, and be able to be mesaken the person, etc. Obviously, the more isarusa de lesato the person does, the more and better and easier and quicker the tzaddik is able to help that person get to their complete tikkun. I once heard my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, say, he spoke about this Gemara, where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal said that he has the ability to be mesaken all of Klal Yisrael for all generations. And he said that if he takes Yoisam ben Uzio with him, then they can do it not just for now, but all the way till the end. Ad asoif, that's the wording that he used. He mentioned that we know throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal is referred to many times as the concept of Keser, the crown, the highest level of Kedusha. So that if we were to speak relative to the different worlds, the four worlds, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal would be keneged the Olam HaAtzilus, the highest one of the four worlds. And this is the remez when he said that if I take Yoisam ben Uziyahu with me, why, out of all the tzaddikim, why didn't he say Avram Avinu? Why didn't he Why did he pick specifically this particular tzaddik, Yosam ben Uziyahu, who's not one of the most famous tzaddikim of all time, etc.? The answer is because his name, Yosam ben Uziyahu, the first letters of his name make up the first letters of the next three worlds, Yitzira, Bria, Asiya. So that in fact, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was being merames, that I, together with this tzaddik, we span all four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. We would be able to effect a complete tikkun for the entire creation from beginning to end. That's why he used that word Ad Asof. From Atzilus to Asiya, we have all the bases covered between us, two tzaddikim. This is a remez. We know that a tzaddik of his caliber, of the caliber of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal, Avraham Avinu, these great tzaddikim, had the ability that their zechus should cover the entire world. The Zohar HaKadosh, one place, tells a story, I believe it's in the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Lech Lecha, where the pasuk there says about Avraham Avinu, Va'Avraham Choyoy Yihyeh Legoy Godol, Avraham Avinu will be a very great nation. So the Zohar HaKadosh brings there that the word Yihyeh is Begematria 30, Yud He Yud K, and if I'm not mistaken, it brings there the fact that there's always a minimum of 30 tzaddikim in a generation. That's the lashon that's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh over there. Then the Zohar HaKadosh goes on to say that at that one time, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal saw that it suddenly got very, very dark outside. And he realized that a Malach HaMavis was sent to the world, not just to destroy an individual, but to destroy the entire world. So he summoned the Malach, and he said to him, "What are you here for?" He said, "I'm here. Hashem sent me to destroy the world." He said, "Okay, that's your mission? Good. Go back up and forget about it." Mission closed. The Malach went back up to Hashem and said that, "I went down and I was about to start my mission and somebody closed me down." So Hashem said, "So go back and do your mission." He went back, and this time Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal summoned the Malach and said, "I see you didn't get my message. Now I'm telling you that if you don't go back up and stay up, I'm going to see to it that you'll never be involved in any more missions at all. Period." And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Malach went back to Hashem, and Hashem said, "You better take him seriously. He means it. You better abort the mission at this point." And this is where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal at that point discussed the fact that in every generation there's a certain number of tzaddikim. And he said, and even if there weren't that number, he brought it down to a lower number, and he brought a pasuk from the Torah to show Rai that even if there were less tzaddikim, their zechus could cover the entire world. And he said, even if still less, even if there are only two, then I and my son Rabbi Elazar, we could be those two. And then he said, and even if that's not, if there's something wrong there, then I alone, my zechus alone, could be enough to cover for the entire world. And he quoted the pasuk, "V'tzadik yisoid olam." There the pasuk is singular, v'tzadik, a singular, one individual tzadik, yisoid olam, is a foundation for the entire world. He could be enough to support. His tzidkus, his toiv, is enough to support the entire world. Paragraph Pei Aleph. Vizeh, and this is what the pasuk means in Tehillim. In the first chapter of the Tikkun HaKloli, I believe. This is Perek Tes Zayin in Tehillim, where it says there, Omart Lashem, Hashem Oto, Toivosi Baal Olecha. Rav Nosson Zal explains, the two names of Hashem are written side by side, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Havaya, Adni, Heim Bechinas, Beis Eilo, Beis Etato. These two names of Hashem represent the upper bias and the lower bias. Ki Havaya, Hu Shem Ho Etzem, Shu Bechinas Oirein Soif, Shemeir, Aydei Bechinas Eke, Shu Bechinas Atzimtzum, Sheze Bechinas Beis Eilo. Hashem's name Yud Kevovke is called the Shem Ho Etzem. That's the most basic name of Hashem, which represents the infinite light of Hashem shining via Hashem's name Eke, which acts in a sense like a filter. A tzimtzum, sheze bechinas beis soilo. And those two together, Yud Kevov Ke Eke, represent the upper bias of Hashem. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Bechinas Beiset Hato. And Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Miloshen Odoin. Odoin means a ruler, a melech. Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud represents the Beiset Hato, Bechinas Malchus. Hainu, She David Omar Lenafshoi, Dovid HaMelech is saying to his soul, Sheroi Loch Loimar Lashem, Lashem Wetzim Chinas Beiseilo, Hashem Oto. It's proper for you, my nefesh, my soul, to say to Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Oto. You are Ado, and then the word Noi. Shehu Bechinas Klolius Beiset Hato Im Beiseilo. Dovid HaMelech is actually proclaiming the unification, the combination of the upper bias and lower bias. Bechinas mi im zois oila. We learned earlier that mi represents the upper bias, bina, the upper shechina, zois represents the lower shechina, malchus, and both of them go up. Sheze ikar hashlemus. The ikar shlemus is when both of them have an aliyah. Ach toivosi baal olecho. However, my good, I can't credit it to you. Dovid HaMelech is saying to his nefesh, I can't take credit for this good, this ability to be able to bring about a unity between the upper bias and lower bias and bring about this aliyah. Ki lo zochisi lo ze b'maisim toivim sheli, because I wasn't zoicha to bring this about through my good deeds. Ki aloy adarabah kilkalti harbe b'avanoy serabim, because unfortunately, just the opposite is true, that I've messed up a lot with my many averos. Ach ligdoishim asher ba'oretz heimo va'adirei kol cheftzivom. The pasuk continues, so to whom do I owe this gratitude? To who gets credit for my nefesh being able to bring about this aliyah for the Beis HaTato and Beis Hilo? Shekol koichi lo zeh lichlol Beis HaTato and Beis Hilo shubchines omart l'Hashem Hashem oto hu rak koyach hatzadikim hakdoshim sheboretzemo. My ability to participate in this comes about through the power of the great tzadikim who have passed away, who are buried. Ki heim yecholim lichlol Beis HaTato and Beis Hilo. They're the ones who have the ability to bring together the Beis HaTato and the Beis Hilo. Shezoicha laze afilu mi sheloi tiken amidos. So that even a person like me, who has not yet done a real tikun hamidos the way I'm supposed to, I can be zoicha to participate in a yichud between the Beis Hilo and Beis HaTato and bringing about an aliyah for both of them. Not only wasn't I misakin, adarabah kilkel harbe, I messed up a lot. Ki heim kvar osu tshuva bishvil kol hoilam. Because the tzadikim, these tzadikim have already done tshuva for the entire world. Rak she'onu tzrichim lovoy aleihem kidei shiyeh lanu eize sarusa de la satgonal. However, we have to come to these tzadikim, we have to travel to them, we have to get past whatever obstacles there are from coming close to the tzaddik, so that there should be a sarusa de la sata, so that we should show some initiative in order for the power of the tzaddik to be able to be fully effective for us. There's a chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the mitzvah of hashavas aveda, and he mentions that the Gemara says nida, that when a child comes into this world, before the child exits from the mother's womb, there's a malach that teaches the child the entire Torah, everything that that person is capable of understanding. Then right before the child exits, the malach strikes it on the upper lip, and the child forgets everything he learned. He loses it. Losing is an aveda. It becomes a lost article. And then, when the child is born, the Gemara says, Mashbi'in oisei Hashem makes the child swear that he will spend his life searching for this aveda, trying to retrieve what he lost. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, we have different types of people in the world. We have regular people who, unfortunately, very often, they get into this world and they get distracted with all the nonsense, all the shtuyot of this world, and they forget that mission completely. They don't bother searching for that lost article at all. And part of their life, or majority of their life, or in some cases their entire life goes by, and they never went searching at all. However, the great tzaddikim, the tzaddikim amitim, Rabbeinu Zal says, they hit the ground running. By them, the second they're born, they're already on the mission. They're searching, they're doing everything they can to retrieve their own Aveda. And they do that. They accomplish that. What happens when they finish retrieving their own Aveda? They go back out into the street and they go searching for other lost articles that are unclaimed, that nobody's searched for. Now, the Torah tells us that if you find a lost article, you're required to take it into your possession, to take it into your house, into your yard, and keep it there until its owner comes searching for it. The owner has to come searching for it. And then the Torah uses the wording, ad droish ochicho oisoi, until your brother, you know, your fellow Jew, will come searching, and it uses the word droish. And the Gemara learns out from the word droish that when he comes, you have to make a drisha v'chakira, you have to make an inquiry, a serious inquiry, to be sure that maybe the guy knocking on your door claiming that he lost the watch or he lost the suitcase, maybe he's a liar, maybe he's a rami, maybe it's not really his. It's somebody, you have to ask him for simonim, to give you clear signs to prove that it's really his, to prove his sincerity. So Rabbi Nizal says there, this is one of the reasons why we in this world have to go to the tzaddik. Because if we go searching for our lost item, very often it's not out there anymore. It's not in the street anymore, where any Tom, Dick, and Harry can go pick it up and take it home. But rather the tzaddikim have already picked it up and they've already taken it into their house, into their possession. So if you're going to look in the street, you ain't going to find nothing, period. It's not there. It's only if you go to the tzaddik and knock on his door and go to him searching for your Aveda and you show him that you're really sincere in your coming to him, then the tzaddik returns to the person his lost article. The tzaddik is makar of the person, and he shows the person how to retrieve everything he lost, you know, all the lost item. This is one of the fabulous explanations that Rabbi Nizal gives. So here again, symbolically, this concept of the tzaddik retrieving other people's lost articles, this is synonymous with what we're saying here, that the tzaddik has done tshuva for everybody else. Because he has not only been misaking himself, but he's also done almost what everything that needs to be done for other people's tikkun. He's retrieved their lost articles. The question is, how does he get it to the person? The person has to show a little bit of initiative. The person has to put his hand out. He's got to come to claim it. You don't come to claim it, I don't owe you nothing. Period. You don't come looking, then it means you made yush. You were meyayish. You are meyayish. It's no longer yours. It's ownerless. How does a person show that they're not miyayish? If they scream, they're screaming, I want my suitcase. I want my lost article. Paragraph Pebez. Here, Rav Nosson Zal deviates a little bit, and he enters into the topic of Tfilas Arvis in order to connect it to our discussion on Mincha. V'ze b'chinas Tfilas Arvis shetiken Yaakov avinu k'ma shekosuv v'yifka b'mokoim. And the Gemara says that from there we learn out Ein Pigia Eloloshin Tfila, that when Yaakov Avinu arrived at the site of the Beis Hamikdash, Har Moriah, and he felt tired, he went to sleep there, and he saw the vision of the Malachim going up and down. So, Kemay Shador Shrazal, as the Gemara says in Brachas, that that's where Yaakov Avinu was misaking the Tfila of Arvis. Because Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov were the ones who revealed and broadcasted Hashem's Malchus to the world. And the main manner that a person is zoicha to reveal and broadcast Hashem's Malchus is by following the procedure that Rabbi Nizal defined in Torah Mem Tes and Likud Imran that this whole halacha is based on. Shehu al yidei shemetzamtzemim oir ho'ein soif, by connecting with the oir ein soif of Hashem and being metzamtzemit, constricting it, confining it, v'nizhoren mimachshavos rois, and then undergoing the battle of machshavos toivos against machshavos rois, and being careful to avoid machshavos rois, v'chulu, etc. Shezeu b'chinas tfila, k'may shemavur sham, u'k'mavur leil. That's all included in the concept of tfila, as Rabbi Nizal explains in Likut Imran, in Torah Mem Tes and Likut Imran. This whole process is found within our tefillah, and as Rav Nosson Zal discussed earlier, V'al kein kol echad me'ovos tiken tefillah achas. And it's for this reason that each one of the Ovos HaKadoshim was misaken one of the tefillos. Avram tiken shachris, she'oz meir oyer yoim, shenimshach me'oyer ein soiv, she'u oyer kol oyeros. Avram Avinu was misaken the tefillah of shachris, which we daven by day, which is when because the daylight draws its light from the oyer ein soiv, from the infinite light of Hashem, which is the light of all lights. However, it's impossible for us to receive directly from Hashem's infinite light. And that's how Adam HaRishon got messed up. Because he wasn't zeichet to be metzamtzem the light of Hashem properly. And as the Tikkun Zohar says, he looked where he wasn't permitted to look. That means he went out of bounds. He didn't have the proper tzimtzum. Ubifrat Mashali Shomar Hamachshova Koroi, and especially in the fact that Adam HaRishon was not zoicha to guard his thoughts properly. Kemoshe Isa Shom B'Tikunei Zohar, as it says in the Tikunei Zohar, Adam HaRishon B'Machshova Chov. Adam HaRishon was guilty in Machshova. He violated something regarding Machshova. And this made it, because the machshava was pogum, this made it that when he was mispalil his tefillah wasn't effective the way it was supposed to be. The Arizal explains that had Adam HaRishon said his tefillah at that time properly, it would have affected a tikkun for all the worlds. But because he was poigim and looking where he wasn't supposed to look and being poigim in machshava, the tefillah did not come out in its full proper sense, and it wasn't able to affect the tikkun it was supposed to. V'af al pi sheshov b'tshuva acharkach, and even though Adam HaRishon did do tshuva subsequently, v'chein acharkach hoyu kamo tzadikim gedoilim, and afterwards there were many great tzadikim who participated in correcting the pigam of Adam HaRishon, but none of them, until Avram Avinu, none of the great tzaddikim, Noach, Mesushelah, the others, were zeichet to broadcast the Malchus of Hashem, to publicize the Malchus of Hashem, like Avram Avinu would do. Shehu hayo harishon she'osak b'tikun atzintzum anal ba'oifen she'egala oiro yisborach ba'drogo b'mido ad shegila malchusay lakoil. Avram Avinu was the first one who was involved in the tikun atzintzumim to the degree that he was able to be megala Hashem's malchus ba'drogo b'mido, to the point where he was able to broadcast Hashem to the entire world. Kama Shapirish Rashi al Posik Hashem Elokea Shamayim Velokea Oretz, as Rashi Kodesh says, on the Posik where Avram Avinu is saying his tefillah, and Avram Avinu says, Hashem, you who are the Shem in the heavens and on earth. So Rashi Kodesh says there, Shebetchilo Loyhoyonikro Kim Elokea Shamayim. Up until the time of Avram Avinu, Hashem was only known as Elokea Shamayim. It's only through the efforts of Avram Avinu that Hashem became recognized in this world. The Kiddush Hashem that he made with Nimrod, with his father Terach, busting up all the Avodah Zorahs, being ready to go into fire for Hashem's Kavoy, to stand up for his faith in Hashem, being ready to pass all the Asorah Nisyonos. Kihu Gilo Elokusoy Boilam. Avram Avinu was the first one to really broadcast Hashem's Elokus to the whole world. V'al kein hischil Avram b'tikun atfilah, and this is why we can understand that Avram Avinu was the first one to design a tefillah for Klal Yisrael, the tefillah of Shachris. The others were mispalel. Noach was mispalel. Mesushelach was mispalel. But Avram Avinu was the first one to establish a tefillah kavua for Klal Yisrael, the tefillah of Shachris. Ki ikar hisgalus malchusa yisboruch walidei tefillah kanal. Because as we learned earlier, out of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, out of everything in Yiddishkeit, the thing that's megala the malchus of Hashem most is tefillah. we mentioned before, because tefillah shows that we believe in Hashgacha Proti. Tefillah shows that we're not buying into this teva, into this autopilot, but rather tefillah shows that we believe in Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, and that Hashem is able to override the teva in any situation. Vehu tikein tefillah shachris. Avraham was the one who was misakin tefillah shachris. Sheoz nimshochin kol tikunei hatefillah. Shehem alias kol hoy lomois v'chula kamavur bekavonis. Shachris is the tefillah which has the most tikunim in it. Out of shachris mincha ma'ariv, shachris has the whole ball of wax in it, the whole package. During the tefillah of shachris, all the worlds, the Olam Ho'asiya, Bria, Yetzira, Atzilus, all the different worlds have an aliyah, which is not the case equally when it comes to Mincha and Ma'ariv. Shachris, we have Talis and Tefillin. There's all kinds of special things. Shachris, we have Kriya Shema, we learned earlier, which you don't have in Mincha. V'ikar hatikun shetikin Avram v'chein kol hovois hoyu b'shvil ho'ilam. And the main tikkun that Avram Vino was misakin was not just for himself. It was for the entire Klal Yisrael, for the world. Ki bevadai gam hatzadikim akadmoinim noyach umesushelach v'shem vever osku betfilah. Because the tzadikim that came before Avram Avinu, they also certainly were involved in tefillah. They were mispalil, no question about it. Avol lohimshichu tikun atfilah l'chol boi oylam l'galais malchusei boylam. However, they were not mamshich the tikun of tefillah for the entire world to reveal Hashem's malchus to all. V'Avram hoya horishoin shegila malchusei l'chol oylam. Avram Avinu was the first one who did reveal Hashem to everybody. He spread. He was makar of people. Shezeh Iker his galus hamalchus. That's the main revelation of Hashem's malchus when it's in this physical world, in the Olam Asiya, to human beings, to Balei Bechira, to get them to accept the authority of Hashem. That's the Iker being mamlech Hashem. Ki ein melech b'loyam kanal, because as we learned earlier, you can't have a king without a nation. And a nation doesn't mean malochim. Malochim are not a nation. Malochim don't have b'chira. A nation means balei b'chira, those that have free choice. And when they decide, because somebody was able to enlighten them and make them aware, make them realize the malchus of Hashem, and when they accept out of their own will to be mamlech Hashem, to abide by Hashem's ratzon, that's the Iker Shleimus HaMalchus. That's really being Mamlech Hashem. V'yalkein hischil b'tikun ha'tefillah. And this is why Avraham Avinu started with the establishment of one of the tefillos. V'tikein tefillah shachris. Shibchinas hizgalus oiris baruch ha'idei kol tikuni ha'tefillah shebashachris. He established the tefillah of shachris, which represents revealing Hashem's light to the world through all the different tikunim that are affected in shachris, which spans the full spectrum of tikun. She'oz ikar tikun ha'tefillah b'chol tikuneho kemuvin b'kavonis. Shachris is where you find the full spectrum of tikun ha'tefillah, as the Arizal explains. Ki oz nimshochen hamoichin b'chol ha'tikunim l'chol ha'zoichin l'zeh b'avoidosam. Because in Shachris is when a person who davens Shachris is zoicha to draw upon himself all the moichin with all the different tikkunim. If a person zoicha to do that through the proper avoida, by getting up at chatzois and by following the seder avoida that begins from midnight through nates through shachris. Ki hamoichin heim bechinas oyer yoim ki yadua, because moichin sechel is compared to the light of day. Ki yesh yisroin lachochma. Because the Pasuk says in Koheles, the difference between enlightenment and foolishness is the difference between day and night. Now here again, a person who's not necessarily zoicha to get up chatzos every single night the way he would want to, etc. But a person who believes in these things, a person who believes in it, and they have a rotzayn for it, and they believe that there are tzaddikim in every single generation, even in our generation, who do all of this. And when I daven to Hashem, I don't daven as it's me and Hashem, but rather I daven behiskashrus to the tzaddik, that I'm asking the tzaddik to intercede on my behalf. I'm bringing my tefillah to the tzaddik. I'm not being mispalel to the tzaddik, chas v'shalom, I'm mispalel to Hashem. But just as the Jews in the desert, when a person wanted to donate silver, gold, wool to Hashem, they didn't donate it to Hashem, they brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put it into the Mishkan, he built a Mishkan out of it. We bring our tefillos today to the tzaddikim, where by saying Hareinu Mekasher and meaning it, I'm attaching myself to these tzaddikim who I believe, Be'emuna Shleima, that they are zeicha to the Tikkun HaTfila B'Shleimus. And I hope that my tefillah will be included in the package that they submit to Hashem. And thereby it'll be a Mishkan Hashem. It'll be part of the Malchus Tikdusha of Hashem.